Books on Tape presents Rules for Saying Goodbye, written by Catherine Taylor, read by the author.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Preparing for Power. I knew how to listen in on the telephone extension without anyone hearing a click. Until I left home, my mother never, ever had a private conversation. Eavesdropping was my hobby. I enjoyed it more than kicking a soccer ball against the side of the garage to see how much stucco I could knock off, and more than stripping bark from the oaks in our front yard with the claw of a hammer. If I put just my thumb over the receiver, I could breathe as loud as I wanted, even during the winter with a sinus infection, and no one could hear. That is not the point. You are not getting the point. You should never have asked him. You should have just taken the car. Last time I did that, I wrecked it. Do you remember?
Did you?
I dented the wheel well against the median.
It's your car, too.
Listen, I am coming to the point.
The point is, you love him.
Yes, Mother said. Yes, I adore him. Other people's conversations were more reassuring than unraveling hand-knitted sweaters, and more interesting than the stack of old correspondence in my father's closet. Sitting in the dark of the phone closet off the entryway, with the receiver to my ear, when I was 9, 10, 11, 12, I learned the details of mutual funds and mortgage payments, how friendships disintegrate, and the common complaints of a marriage. I knew before anyone had mentioned the topic that my mother planned for me to go to boarding school.
She can't go to school here in Fresno, she told him.